Eddie, the Junior Year. Chapter 8. Moving Forward. With the summer coming to a close, Kathy and Paula get ready for their first day of college. Eddie, Mark, and most of the tribe are getting ready for their long-awaited senior year. Getting ready for school for Eddie and Mark amounts to buying a notebook and making sure they have some pens. Higher up on the list for the guys on the track team is making sure that they have new gym clothes, sneakers, and track spikes. Eddie has the additional task this year of polishing his MGB before the first day of school. With her first semester of college approaching, Kathy decides that she wants to go school shopping in the future again, picking up a few unique items that no one else could possibly have. Kathy tells Eddie, "Hey, do you remember last year when I bought clothes in the future?" Eddie replies, "Yeah, 25 years if I remember correctly." Kathy tells Eddie, "Well, I want to do that again." Kathy already knows that Paula is going to want to go with her, so she calls her to see if she wants to go today. Kathy finds out that Paula wants to go to the mall now, so Kathy tells Eddie, "She wants to go with me." Eddie tells Kathy, "Hey, I have something that I have to do. Do you care if I stay behind?" Kathy replies, "No problem. Since time doesn't tick away when we're in the portal, we'll be back in a half hour anyway." Eddie tells Kathy, "That will be enough time for me to do what I need to do. And maybe we can go swimming while you do your new laundry." Kathy tells him, "That sounds like a plan." Paula arrives at Kathy's house, and they both ride their bicycles to the portal to go shopping. Eddie gets in his MGB and rides to his house. He picks up a few tools and the decorative plate he made for Kathy's front bumper. Eddie also gets his swimsuit and a towel, since they are going in the pool later. He drives back to Kathy's house and works fast to install the decorative plate on Kathy's Porsche before Kathy and Paula get back. He uses the same theft-proof bolts that Vinny used, just so the plate can't get stolen. Kathy returns with Paula, each with two shopping bags of clothing from the future. Kathy and Paula show Eddie what they got, all of which is quite fashionable. Kathy shows Eddie a pair of running shoes she bought, which are quite light and well built compared with what is available today. This gives Eddie the idea that he can probably find better track spikes or running shoes in the future to give him a competitive edge. Eddie asks Kathy where she got the running shoes. Kathy tells him that there is a store in the mall that sells nothing but running shoes and running attire. Eddie tells her that he is going to check it out sometime. Kathy and Paula talk for a while, then Paula goes home to do her laundry. While sorting her newly acquired laundry, Kathy asks Eddie, "So, what did you do while we were gone?" Eddie replies, "I tinkered with your car." Kathy stands up and asks Eddie, "Oh, really? What are you up to, Edward Boganskaya?" Kathy always seems to know when Eddie is up to something. Eddie tells her, "Go take a look." Kathy runs out of the house, with Eddie following her. She looks at her Porsche 914, seeing nothing too different. Kathy looks inside, but knows he hasn't been inside because the car is locked. She walks to the front of the car and finds Eddie's artwork displayed on her front bumper. Kathy runs up to Eddie and gives him a big hug and kiss, telling him, "That is so nice. I love it. I love it." Eddie made an airbrushed plate that reads State Record Holder 100 Yard Dash, with an airbrushed image of the medal Kathy received for breaking the women's 100 Yard Dash record this past spring. Kathy asks Eddie, "How did you make that? It's so beautiful." Eddie tells him, "Vinny showed me how to do it. It took a few days, but I think it turned out nice." Kathy gives Eddie another hug, telling him, "It's better than nice. You're going to be the best mechanic ever, Edward Boganskaya." Kathy looks over her decorative plate over and over, knowing the heart and soul that Eddie put into making it. They go back inside, and Kathy starts her laundry. They walk out to the pool together, where the first thing Kathy does is check the skimmers, making sure there are no dead frogs. Since it is toward the end of summer, the water is warm, so they both jump right in. Eddie tells Kathy, I'm really going to miss walking to school with you and us sitting on the lawn at lunchtime. Kathy replies, hey, I'm not in jail anymore. I can come over and sit with you guys on the lawn at lunch. And I can even park in the faculty lot because I have a faculty parking sticker. Eddie asks, how did you get that? Kathy explains, it's because I'm an intern for the track team and they give you a parking sticker for the whole year. Eddie replies, awesome. Kathy puts her arms around Eddie's neck and asks him, so, when are we going to tell everyone that we are getting married? Eddie suggests, how about now? Kathy replies, yeah. We could do that. After all, I've graduated and I can do what I want. Eddie asks, are you saying that I can't do what I want because I haven't graduated yet? Kathy tells him, exactly. Until you graduate, you have to do what I say. Eddie mentions, yeah, you already hinted about that, since you're now my assistant coach. Kathy replies, hey, yeah. That's right. Start swimming laps, buddy. Eddie forgoes swimming laps and kisses Kathy instead. They float around the pool for a while, kissing and caressing instead of swimming laps. Eddie moves around the pool with Kathy on his hips and holds her tightly. Kathy floats weightlessly in the water as Eddie makes her feel very loved. After a few laps around the pool, Kathy looks at Eddie, telling him, "You have a few more laps around the pool to go." They kiss some more, taking a few more laps around the pool. After a while, Eddie asks Kathy, "Where are we going to get married?" Kathy, as if she has already given this a lot of thought, replies, asking, "On the beach, maybe." Eddie replies, "Yeah, that sounds good." Kathy asks, "Really? Do you want to get married on the beach?" Eddie tells her, "It seems like we're always going to the beach, a pool, the track, or working out, right?" Kathy replies with a long and drawn out, "Yeah." Eddie explains, "If the beach is our favorite place, then why not? It's better than getting married in the red zone." Kathy concludes, "Okay. Our wedding is all planned. We're getting married on the beach. That's simple enough." Kathy goes inside to move her laundry to the dryer and comes back in the pool. Kathy jumps back into the pool and asks Eddie, "Okay, so where were we?" Eddie, refreshing her mind, tells her, "We just finished planning our wedding." Kathy mentions, "Well, we do have one other thing." Eddie asks, "What's that?" Kathy replies, "Since we'll be on the beach, we need to borrow Paula's Jeep for when we drive away." Eddie suggests, "Yeah, we'll drive away in her Jeep to the parking lot and get out of her Jeep. Then, we get into the MGB and drive away." Kathy, feeling a little more confident about the plans they just made, replies, "How does everyone say planning a wedding is so difficult?" After floating around the pool for a few more minutes, Kathy mentions, "We're not done yet. There's more." Eddie asks, "Like what?" Kathy tells him, "We have to send out invitations. This is getting complicated. I knew it couldn't have been that simple." Eddie remarks, "Yeah. Send out invitations, have the wedding, and then drive away. We got it down now." Kathy suggests, "Hey, we'll invite our friends and leave inviting our families to our parents." Eddie replies, "See, this is getting simpler." Kathy tells Eddie, "And we'll get lots of wedding presents." Eddie asks her, "What kind of wedding presents do you want?" Kathy replies, "I don't know. Maybe a javelin to mess around with." "Yeah, I think I'd like a javelin." Eddie informs Kathy, "I think you'll be the first person in the world to get a javelin for a wedding present." Kathy tells him, "Well, you always knew I was unique. It's not like I'm asking for a human skeleton or something like that." Eddie replies, "If you're getting a javelin, I want a hammer." Kathy, adding to the list, suggests, "Since you already have one, how about a samurai sword for me?" I can use it to cut bushes in the yard instead of those stupid electric hedge trimmers that make plants look like boxes and balls. Eddie replies, yeah, and that would be a good workout. We can be the samurai gardeners. Kathy mentions, that sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit. Moving on, Eddie mentions, then, we have to plan our honeymoon. Kathy replies, that's easy. We just pick out a place we want to go to, and just go there. And we'll have to actually travel, like in cars, airplanes, and boats. We can't just go in the portal to get somewhere, because we have to carry stuff. Eddie mentions, it's too bad the MGB won't fit in the portal. Kathy asks, how do you know? Eddie replies, I measured it. It's too long. Kathy concedes, and tells him, I guess we'll just have to go on a regular trip, like everyone else. Kathy thinks for a while, as they float around the pool. She comes to the stark realization that, when they come back from their honeymoon, they will have to find a place to live. Kathy exclaims, okay, Houston, we have a problem. Eddie replies, Earth to Kathy. Come in, please. Kathy explains, we have to find a place to live. I can't just live here and you at your house. Eddie replies, so, I guess we'll have to buy a house. Kathy immediately calms down and says, oh, yeah. That's right. We're going to have to start writing this stuff down. We need a list. I'd hate to get back from our honeymoon and realize we forgot to buy a house. Kathy then mentions, I want to live around here somewhere. And I want a house with a pool. I wonder how much a house costs. Eddie mentions, if they cost too much, we can get Mark to help us build one. Kathy then mentions, but before we buy a house, I have laundry to fold. She goes inside, brings the laundry basket outside and folds her laundry as she thinks about all the complicated stuff coming her way in the future. While she is folding her clothes, Kathy yells out to Eddie as he is swimming laps, hey, Eddie. Eddie stops swimming for a moment and asks, what's up? Kathy tells Eddie, I want to go look at houses. Eddie asks, like now? Kathy replies, yeah. We can ride our bicycles around and find out where we want to live. And we can get a workout in too. I don't want to drive around though. Everything looks different when we ride around on a bicycle. We see a lot more. Eddie gets out of the pool and dries off. Eddie asks Kathy, what spurred this sudden interest in finding a house, Katerina Karakova? Kathy tells Eddie, well, if we're going to buy a house someday, we have to find one that we really like. After all, we're going to live there for a long, long time. Eddie tells Kathy, okay. I'll go home and get my bicycle. Eddie drives home to get his bicycle as Kathy finishes folding her laundry. When Eddie returns, they ride around looking at all the homes in the area. Eddie and Kathy's wedding plans are sounding unbelievably simple. But that's the way they want it. They think they have the basics all figured out and believe the details will probably all work out in the long run. But they'll have a whole year or more to plan. Life may not be as simple as they make it out to sound, but to them it is. They will make their life the way they want it, which is not likely to resemble what anyone else is doing. The week before Kathy and Paula start college, Paula decides to drop by Kathy's house to show her the Jeep, which is now the finished product. Paula sees Kathy's 914 in the driveway, so she figures Kathy might be home. Kathy and Eddie are getting ready to go on a bicycle ride to look at houses again, but Paula catches them before they leave. Kathy comes to the door, and Paula tells Kathy and Eddie, hey, my CJ is all done. Come and take a look. They all walk outside and see a smaller version of the sun painted on the doors. The sun is centered inside the Beach Patrol logo. Eddie exclaims, wow. That really came out great. Kathy exclaims, awesome. So, does everyone look at you when you drive by? Paula replies, oh heck yeah, and people point at me all the time. Eddie suggests, maybe you can have Vinny paint Beach Patrol on the back bumper. Paula's face brightens up and says, yeah. That's next. Paula then exclaims, oh yeah. Oh yeah. Come and look. Paula shows them the back of the CJ, where she has a bicycle carrier installed in the trailer hitch. Kathy replies, wow. Now, you can take your bike everywhere. Eddie mentions, yours is definitely the best-looking Jeep I've ever seen. After they all admire Vinny's workmanship, Paula heads off to Mark's house. After Paula is gone, Eddie and Kathy ride off, looking again at neighborhoods and houses. Kathy has ruled out the areas off of main roads. She likes the quieter areas and does not want to hear traffic noise. Today, they venture a little farther away from home. They ride around the sparsely populated adjacent city on the other side of the high school, near the university. Instead of the homes being on normal 1/4-acre or 1/2-acre lots, the homes are all on 2 to 3 acre parcels. Mr. Zunday lives in this area, but since Mr. Zunday is a multimillionaire, Eddie and Kathy figure out they could never afford to live there. But they look anyway, just in case they find a vacant piece of land where they might be able to build something. Eddie and Kathy ride their bicycles around on the roads that are quite familiar to them. Some of these roads are a back way into the university that Kathy will be attending. The homes are set back far from the road and are spaced far apart. This is quite different from the area where Eddie and Kathy live now. After riding around, they stop at a pond and talk for a few minutes. Kathy mentions, this area is so beautiful. Dang. We've got to get out of here. Eddie asks, why? Kathy replies, because I want to be a gym teacher, and gym teachers don't live in these kinds of houses. Eddie asks, where do gym teachers live? Kathy replies, probably on 2nd Street. Eddie replies, no, they don't. 2nd Street is a complete dump. Eddie convinces Kathy to ride around for a while longer, since the area is quiet and peaceful. After a while, they ride back to Eddie's house. Eddie and Kathy sit on Eddie's front lawn, where they made the snow girl last winter. Kathy tells Eddie, life sure is complicated after high school. Eddie asks, how? Kathy replies, there's all this stuff, like houses and cars, and paperwork for everything you do. I just remember all that paperwork I had to do just to get into college. Eddie replies, it doesn't have to be complicated. Look how easy it was to get your car. And look how easy it was for Paula to get her Jeep. Why would buying a house be any different? Kathy tells Eddie, because I'm complicated. Eddie replies, okay, Katerina Karakova, spill the beans. What's up? Eddie knows when Kathy is frustrated, stuck, and can't move forward. Kathy gets a little teary-eyed, and Eddie asks, what's wrong, sweetie? Kathy explains, when I was in middle school, for 3 years, I used to walk along the woods behind the parkway to get to school. I liked walking in the woods to get to school a whole lot more than along the road. It took a little longer to get there, but it was very peaceful. I always wanted to live in the woods. I never liked it when the houses are so close to each other. That town behind the high school and the university is where I always imagined I would live when I got older. It's just so beautiful there. My parents would always drive through there to get to my grandparents' house because the ride was so beautiful and peaceful. Bringing up the present time, Kathy continues, and now, I'll be driving those same roads to the university with the top off my car. Eddie asks, why with the top off? Kathy explains to Eddie, because the woods feels alive. When we ride our bicycles through those roads, the woods and that whole area even smells alive, especially in the springtime. And it's quiet, not like along the main road where there's noise and so much going on. Do you know what I mean? Eddie replies, yeah. It's really beautiful in that area. Eddie tells Kathy, Maybe we can live there. Kathy asks, how? That place is super expensive. Eddie asks, how do you know? Kathy replies, because when I drove through there last week on the way to work, one of the houses was for sale. So, I wrote down the address of the house and the phone number that was on the sign, and I called when I got to work. They told me how much it cost. I didn't think houses could possibly cost that much. Eddie tells her, it's probably expensive because it has all that land. Eddie tells Kathy, I've been saving up some money. I wonder how much I'm up to. Kathy asks him, oh yeah. Is that all the gold buying and selling that you've been doing? Eddie replies, yeah. And I've put money into the stock market too. Kathy asks, so, how much do you have? Eddie replies, I don't know. I lost count a long time ago. I just go and buy gold around here. Then, I bring some of it to the future and sell it and bring the money back. I've been doing it for years. Kathy mentions, oh, yeah. You said that you did that during your morning bike rides before school. Eddie suggests, well, we can count it and see how much there is. Kathy replies, yeah, we could. They go inside, and Eddie starts with his brokerage account. Kathy gets a piece of paper and writes down the amount. Kathy replies, wow. That's a lot of money. Is that all yours? Eddie replies, yeah. And it's going to be 5 times that much by next year. Kathy asks, how do you know? Eddie replies, the portal. Next year's newspaper. Kathy, understanding how the portal works, replies, got it. Eddie tells Kathy, I have 4 boxes buried in the backyard with money and gold. Kathy asks, why did you bury it? Eddie tells her, well, it's not like I could put all the money in the bank, or just pile it up in my room. Kathy asks, so, we have to dig them up. Eddie replies, yeah, sort of. There's not really any digging. They are hidden under the slate by the birdbath. Eddie then tells her, nobody is home right now. My mom took my brother school shopping, and my dad is at work. So, we can look and see how much is in them right now. Kathy and Eddie decide that now is as good as a time as any. They go into the backyard and retrieve the boxes and carry them to the MGB. Eddie and Kathy have to make 2 trips because the boxes are heavy. They put a large rag in the trunk of the MGB and place the boxes on the rag. Eddie opens the boxes, wondering how much money there is. Kathy, looking inside one of the boxes, tells Eddie, wow. That's a lot of gold. Eddie replies, yeah, I know. I carried the heavy boxes. I gave you the light ones. Kathy replies, are you telling me I'm weak? Eddie tells her, no. You can carry the heavy ones back. Kathy begins to count Eddie's cash, telling him, no wonder you can buy anything you want. You're a rich kid. Eddie replies, it's my lawn mowing money. Kathy replies, yeah, right. While Kathy counts the cash, Eddie counts the gold. It takes quite a while, but Kathy and Eddie finish adding up the money and gold in the boxes. Kathy asks, how much gold did you come up with? Eddie replies, 1,680 ounces. Kathy asks, how much is gold worth? Eddie replies, today, about $160 per ounce. But, sometime in September 2011 or anytime in 2020, it goes for $1,800 an ounce. Kathy writes the numbers on the piece of paper, and will do the calculations later. Kathy does some quick math in her head, and exclaims, that's over $2 million in 2011. Eddie replies, wow, really? Kathy assures him, yeah, really. They go and hide the boxes again in the backyard under the slate. Eddie lets Kathy carry the heavy boxes, which weigh about 70 pounds each. While Kathy carries the heavy boxes to the backyard, she tells Eddie, I thought you said these were heavy. Eddie replies, I was just teasing you. They go to sit on the front lawn again. Kathy asks, how did you get all of this gold and money again? Eddie explains to her, I take my lawn mowing money and buy gold for $160 an ounce. Then, I take the gold to the future and sell it for $1,500 an ounce. Then, I bring back the money. And then I buy more gold with the money. And so on. Kathy thinks about what Eddie does and tells him, yeah, I totally get it. Eddie explains, well, there is a catch. Kathy asks, what's that? Eddie explains, I can't take new bills back from the future, so I stop by Eddie's service station, and the mechanic, who is actually me in the future, gives me old bills for the newer ones. Kathy mentions, yeah, that makes sense. I guess I know what we'll be collecting in the future. Eddie asks, what's that? Kathy replies, old bills. While Kathy is adding all the numbers, she asks Eddie, how am I not doing this myself too? I should be buying gold and selling it in the future. Eddie replies, I don't know. It's not hard, and it's a good morning workout. Kathy comments, so, that's how you're so fast. Eddie watches Kathy as she puts all her math skills to work. It takes her a while to figure out how much money there is. Eddie tells her, you look so cute when you're doing math. Kathy replies, thank you. Since Kathy really liked Eddie's compliment, Eddie tells her, you can do mine next year if you want. After she is finished, Kathy exclaims, do you have any idea how much money you have? Eddie replies, no. Kathy tells him, take a wild guess. Eddie thinks for a while and tells Kathy, I really don't know. Kathy tells Eddie, suppose I told you that you have more than $2 million in today's money. Eddie exclaims, what? You've got to be kidding me. Kathy replies, no, I'm not kidding. And that's in today's money. It doesn't take into account taking all the gold into the future and selling it. If you did that, you'd have more than $4.5 million. Eddie tells Kathy, so, we can get married and go on a nice honeymoon. Kathy replies, yeah, and gives Eddie a kiss. Eddie asks Kathy, so, is there enough money to buy a house in the woods? Kathy replies, oh yeah. There's enough to buy several of them. Eddie knows how much cars cost and what it costs to fix them. When it comes to home prices, his understanding is limited. Eddie tells Kathy, so, it looks like we can buy a house in the woods then. Kathy sighs and replies, yeah. Kathy asks Eddie, how do you buy your stocks? Eddie replies, at the bank. I have a brokerage account. Kathy tells him, okay, so I want one too. Kathy then asks, where do you buy the gold? Eddie tells her, at a few coin stores and a department store. Kathy tells Eddie, I have to get on board and do this too, so we can get a house in the woods. Eddie asks, I thought you said there is enough money to buy a house in the woods. Kathy tells him, yeah, there is. But I want to do my part. And I have college expenses to pay. They pay for my tuition, but I still have to buy my books and stuff. Kathy feels a whole lot better now that she might be able to get her house in the woods. Kathy decides she wants to buy gold in the present and sell it in the future, like Eddie does. She sees the results after Eddie has been doing this for years. Kathy also wants to open up a brokerage account and buy the same stocks Eddie does. Then, Kathy can pay for her college expenses and not have to take out any student loans and have a few million dollars left over. Kathy very much wants to live in the town on the other side of the high school. She does not want to live on Second Street. Second Street, which is clear across town, parallels the railroad tracks. At the end of the dead end street is a recycling plant, to which the entrance is elsewhere. There are four houses on Second Street. No one knows who lives there, but the dilapidated houses are all suspected to be haunted. The rumor is that they used to be a First Street decades ago, but they never paved it, so it got overgrown by trees. That would explain why two of the houses on 2nd Street have their back doors facing 2nd Street, and the front door and garage facing the woods. Just for curiosity, Eddie is also riding around looking at houses when he has some free time. Taking a bicycle ride around his neighborhood, Eddie looks at the various types of homes. Never paying too much attention to the different styles of homes, Eddie quickly realizes he prefers a home all on one level. Eddie hates stairs. The fastest high school student in the state hates to climb stairs. The guy who can now squat well over 400 pounds hates to climb stairs. Stairs are nothing more than an annoyance to Eddie. By the end of the week, Kathy is all ready to go to college. But high school starts a week or so earlier, so Kathy has a few more days off than Eddie does. Since Kathy and Eddie are all ready for school, they spend the last week having fun. A few more trips to the beach and afternoons at the pool fill their last days of summer. Kathy really wants a house in the town on the other side of the high school. She drives her car and rides her bicycle through the area a few times during the last week of her summer break so that she can get to know it better. It is hard for Kathy to find a home in the town that she doesn't like. Kathy finds one house that she really likes, but it's not for sale. What attracts her to the house is that the area is very quiet and backs onto an area of trees. On the other side of the trees is a country club, which means no one can ever build more homes there. She even took a trip to that area at night and found that it is very dark. Kathy asks Eddie to show her the ropes on buying gold now and selling gold in the future. She starts out by bringing $350 to the coin store and buying 2 ounces of gold. She brings it to the future, back to the same store, and walks out with $3,200. She and Eddie then go to Eddie's service station, exchange all the newer bills for older ones, and come back to their time. On the way home, Eddie and Kathy stop into another coin store and buy 2 more ounces of gold. Kathy then stops by the bank and, using the money she just got, opens her own brokerage account. And the icing on the cake is that Kathy got a great workout buying and selling the gold. The last weekend before high school starts, since Eddie and Kathy have been really busy, they just relax by Kathy's pool. They get into the water, which is getting a little cooler than it was during midsummer. Kathy sits on Eddie's lap and tells him, "I love you so much." Eddie tells her, "I love you, sweetie." Kathy tells him, "This has been a really good year. I made it out of high school still alive and made it through the summer." Putting her arms around his neck, Kathy looks Eddie in the eye, telling him, "Remember when I showed you the new long way home after the indoor track state meet?" Eddie replies, "Yeah. The park in the town behind the school." Kathy replies, "Yeah. That area is so peaceful. That's why I like it so much." Kathy then whispers to Eddie, speaking about the long way home. Kathy touches her lips to Eddie's and kisses him passionately. For the rest of the afternoon, Eddie and Kathy catch up on the billions of kisses she promised him last summer, one kiss for each star in the sky.